This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we are, every Thursday, we are explaining the dua in the salat. And last week, we explained and we mentioned the gift from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after we finish everything, innaka hamidun majid, to make as many dua as possible. And we mentioned three of them. Today, inshallah ta'ala, there's a dua that the scholars differed, is it before Taslim or is it after Taslim? Many scholars said that this dua, say it before the salam. Yani similarly, after innaka hamidun majid, you say it. And some said no, after you make your Taslim, then you say this dua. What's the story behind this dua? The dua is known to everybody, but inshallah ta'ala, after today, you will say it with a different feeling because you will understand what it means and what's the story behind it. Mu'adh radiallahu an, and I want you to live with me this hadith. Mu'adh radiallahu an, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhadha biyadi wa qal, wallahi inni la'uhibbuka ya Mu'adh, wallahi إني لأحبك يا معاذ أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. How lucky is Mu'adh? So Mu'adh is narrating and said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came to me and took by my hand and said, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi, I love you. And in the narration of Abi Dawood, he repeated it twice. Wallahi, I love you. Do not leave this dua. Dubur, the word dubur means after, or it means behind, right? So some said, no, after you finish the salat, in the salat, and some said after the salat, do not leave without saying this dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadati. First, you want to give a message to somebody and you want a good outcome, have a physical contact with the person you're talking to. This is one of the methods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like for example, when he saw Abdullah ibn Umar, he put his hand on his shoulder and he told him, be in this dunya one of two, either a traveler or a passerby. But he put his hand in his shoulder. And Abu Hurairah one time, he said, he took my hand and he counted five things. And the man who came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit adultery. He put his hand on his chest and he made dua for him. Similarly here, there was a physical contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Mu'adh, and then after that, a verbal follow-up. First, he touched him, he held his hand, and then he told him, not I love you. There's a difference when I tell you, Abu Ahmed, I love you. It's different than, wallahi, by Allah, there's waw and there's inni. Wallahi, inni uhibbuk. Yani, as I'm telling you, wallahi, I really, really love you. And not only that, he repeated it twice. And who is this statement coming from? From the best man ever created, the man that they all love so much, the man that all the Sahaba are ready to give up their life for. And then he said, Inni usik. Now imagine someone started like this, held your hand, and told you, I love you, I really love you. And then he told you, I wanna give you a wasiyya. I wanna give you a wasiyya. This wasiyya is coming from a'lamin nas, from ahsanin nasi bayanan, from asdaqin nas. This wasiyya is coming from the most knowledgeable man ever, from the most truthful man ever, and from the most eloquent man ever. So you could imagine, how did Mu'adh feel? So how would you become when someone tells you like this, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to give you a wasiyya. You're going to neglect it. You're going to ignore it. You're going to live by it. You're never going to stop doing that wasiyya. What is that wasiyya? Ya Mu'adh, After you finish the salat, or like we said, either in the salat or after you finish the salat, never stop. Always say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, a'inni, help me. A'inni, we use it every single day. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Nasta'een, we ask for help. A'inni, help me. Nasta'een, plural. A'inni, ya Allah, please, I beg you, help me. Help me. Without the help of Allah, you would have never been able to attend Isha tonight. Without the help of Allah, you cannot move a finger. Without the help of Allah, you cannot pray. Without the help of Allah, you cannot breathe. So ya Allah, because sometimes we are fooled. We think that we are coming to Isha and Fajr, and we are donating and we are reading the Quran because of I am a good person. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw something good in you and then He gave you that favor. It's all from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why we repeat it all the time. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Without your help, I cannot perform the ibadah. Allahumma a'inni ala what? Ala dhikrik. Ya Allah, help me, assist me to remember you all the time. And here the remembrance, not only, Ya Allah, help me say subhanallah walhamdulillah. This is part of the remembrance. But Ya Allah, help me remember you when I am offered the haram job. Ya Allah, help me remember you when I'm giving two choices. One is bad and one is good. Ya Allah, help me remember you when I'm about to commit a major sin. A'inni ala dhikrik. Dhikr is a term that includes all forms of remembrance, including salat. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik. Wallahi, I want you to please live this hadith, live this dua when you're saying it. Because if this dua is answered, wallahi, we are done. Ya Allah, help me remember you. And Ya Allah, help me thank you. How many blessings do we have, Ya Akhwan? Wallahi, countless amounts of blessings. Today is Thursday. Is Brother Khalil here, Abu Harun? MashaAllah. I'm gonna ask you to stand up in 1 second. Abu Harun, on Tuesday morning, I'm talking about being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Tuesday morning, he arrived Monday night from Jordan. Tuesday morning, MashaAllah, he's from the people of Fajr, 5:30 a.m., he's coming to the masjid. You're all familiar with the neighborhood. He's coming from Grand Homes. And he's coming from, like, assume you're going from Jupiter, from Grand Homes. And he got to the light, and this light you have to make left to come to Epic, right? At the light, Abu Harun got unconscious. He lost consciousness. Listen carefully. So the car went straight towards my house, as if you're going towards Walmart. Now, he's not making a left anymore. The car went straight. He's unconscious. Went above the first curb. Went against the traffic coming from 544. Went above the next curb, down to the golf course, landed in the pond, and he woke up because of the water came to his knees. Went one bump against the traffic, above the other bump, through the trees, without hitting any tree, landing in the pond, and then waking up and coming up without anything. So I told him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever pray Fajr in Jama'ah is under the protection of Allah. The minute you decide to leave your house to pray Fajr in Jama'ah, you are under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because by all means, by all calculations, this does not make any sense. So we have so, I told him, look at this ni'am. Allah literally gave you another life. We have countless amounts of ni'am. As we are talking right now, our kidneys are being washed. Our cells are fighting the bad cells, the breath is normally coming by itself. Wallahi, countless amounts of blessings. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni. Listen carefully. Not wa kathrati ibadatik. He did not say, Ya Allah, help me worship you a lot. No. Wa husni. Ya Allah, help me worship you perfectly. It's not about the quantity. It's not about the quantity. That's why we are fooled by the quantity. It's about the quality of those two rak'ah that you prayed. Someone prayed 100 rak'ah and he has no clue what he said. And a guy prayed 2 rak'ah with full attention, full khushu'ah, full presence of the heart. Husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, make me perfect my salat. Ya Allah, help me perfect my fasting. Ya Allah, help me perfect my reading of the Quran. Ya Allah, help me perfect my dua. Ya Allah, help me perfect my umrah. Every ibadah, Ya Allah, help me perfect it. Because sometimes, Ya Akhwan, after we finish the salat, and tell me if that sounds familiar. Allahumma ani ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Sounds familiar? Shake your head, it's okay. The camera's looking at me, not at you. Quick, why? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. From the bottom of your heart. Can you imagine our ibadah becomes hasan, becomes perfect? Can you imagine that I constantly thank Allah Azza wa Jal, remember Him all the time, and thank Him all the time? So ya akhwan, very simple dua, inshaAllah ta'ala, repeat it as many as you can, and as probably you can say it also in your sujood. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can say it either before the taslim or after the taslim. So with this, we have finished all the explanation of all the du'as in the salat. So inshaAllah ta'ala, starting next week, if Allah kept us alive, we will start the du'a, explanation of the du'a, after the salat. After the salat, so we can have everything inshaAllah ta'ala explained.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما